Preventing genocide is one of our biggest challenges. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, James Waller, professor of Holocaust and Genocide Studies at Keene State College, says this human problem has a human solution.
Genocidal destruction is not an easy story to tell, nor is it an easy story to hear. It is, though, a story that must be told and heard. Today, as atrocities impact hundreds of thousands of civilians in Syria, Iraq, Burundi, the Central African Republic, Sudan, South Sudan, Burma, and elsewhere, we remain faced with the urgency of a world intent on tearing itself apart. As ubiquitous as genocide seems, it is a human problem, and as such has a human solution. Genocide happens because we choose to see a people rather than individual people, and then we choose to kill those people in large numbers and over an extended period of time. In the midst of that bad news, the good news is that we can make another choice. We can find constructive rather than destructive ways to live with our diverse social identities. Preventing genocide is an achievable goal. Indeed, there's an increasing interest in a growing literature outlining the ways in which we can prevent genocide in the belief that such knowledge will help shape our will to do so. The goal of my work is to present an analysis of genocide in the modern world that draws out the lessons to be learned in preventing genocide from ever taking place, preventing further atrocities once genocide has begun, and preventing future atrocities once a society has begun to rebuild after genocide. I also want to encourage all citizens, scholars, experts, and non-specialists alike to understand the need to be engaged, well-informed, and involved when necessary, and to understand the difference between being a bystander and being an upstander in the face of these atrocities. Although genocide prevention is not what makes headlines, it is what prevents the worst of headlines from being made.
That was James Waller of Keene State College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.